Track 5. Hollis Cottage. Noah's Ark and Hollis Cottage are now owned by the National Trust and are privately tenanted. Some of the house names in Newtown refer to the borough and burgage plots of former times. For instance, Hollis Cottage, Stevens Cottage and Bide Cottage, although built between the 18th to 20th centuries, take on names from the original tenements that were featured in James Mallett's 1768 land survey map. Hollis Cottage was overgrown with ivy by the early 1880s, but thankfully restored by the Swainston estate. Henry Jacobs, the last full-time riverman at Newtown, lived in this cottage until his death in 1893. Tragically, his father had died from falling into a pond and drowning at the back of this same house more than a decade before. Rivermen, as they were called at Newtown, often had more than one way of earning a living from the estuary. They gathered prawns, whelks, and winkles, as well as setting pots for crabs and lobsters. They often supplemented their income by taking a few oysters or trapping fish or game illegally. They would land their catches on shingle shores scattered around the area called hards. Many rivermen took up their trade early on in life. Sometimes they would be working with their fathers from the age of 11. In Victorian times, the baker, from the nearby village of Shalfleet, left Newtown's daily supply of bread here at Hollis Cottage for the local people to collect. A reminder of these former days at Hollis Cottage is the Victorian postbox set in the wall on the right that is still in use today.